time for something a little bit different. A few weeks ago, one of our own producers here at The Daily, Scott, did a study with young people, young Australians, to determine what the classic films of the future would be. This is based off a study that BBC Culture did, listing the top 100 American films ever made, ranked by critics in that instance. Well, we heard from Scott a little while back. I think the top film was Whiplash. We should find out what it is now with the finished product. Scott, good morning, mate.
Morning, Adrian. How are
you? All right. Yeah, very good. Have you found any major changes in the ranking since we last checked in with you? Have there been a lot of jolting about?
Look, there's been a lot of jolting in terms of positioning, but the top 10, top 15 didn't really change all that much.
Right.
We saw a couple of new ones kind of sneak in there, but it was more shuffling around, which was kind of interesting in itself because we opened it up end of last week, sent it out to see our listeners. So it's interesting that the same films fundamentally stayed in the top 10.
Yeah, right. Okay. And for those that might not know how you go about creating this list, how did it work with different people's rankings?
Yeah, so we did it the exact same method that the BBC Culture did to try and keep it more professional.
Right.
And that was just people would send in their top 10 films ranked, so one being the best, 10 being the worst, and their first film would get 10 points, second would get 9, and third 8, and so on. So that way it was, preferential voting system, that way people's top film would not be as equal to their 10th film.
Now, how many of the films corresponded with the BBC list that inspired this list?
Not actually that many. In the top 15, we only had 4 films correspond with the list.
Wow.
Those 4 were, in no particular order at this stage, but the 4 films were Pulp Fiction, which was 28th on the critics' list, The Dark Knight, which was 96th on the critics' list, Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back, which was 76, and The Lion King, which was 86. They were the only ones. Obviously, throughout the list, or this entire list, there would have been more, but there were 286 films or something like that that have made the list so far. So I haven't checked all 286 corresponding to the list, but out of the top 15, they're the only ones that matched. And another interesting fact with that is that there are only 276 films on the list. Yeah. And that's out of about 50 people that did it. So that's a possible 500 films that could have been on there. So you can see that there's a lot of
crossover.
Yeah, from the people's.
Okay. This is what everyone wants to know. Now, just a side note, I've never seen The Lion King.
Really?
Everyone keeps going, I've never seen, not a bothered.
Anyway. Adrian, I feel that's...
I was young at the wrong time then, I think.
One of the most classic animations of all time.
Is it?
It is, though. Yeah.
If you're a 5-year-old, maybe.
All right, that hurts, but fine.
Okay, tell us what made the top 10. What are the what are destined to become classics according to SER listeners over the next few years?
So, in 10th place, well, actually, I'll just quickly say an honourable mention to 15th place, which was Guardians of the Galaxy, because that was the most recent film in the kind of top 20-ish, that because it was only released 2 years ago. Other than that, they were all... Actually, that's not true, except for our number 2 film.
Ooh.
Number 10 was Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Rings, so the first Lord of the Rings.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, Adrian, I think you need to have seen at least, if you haven't seen, 5 of the films list.
I put my votes in, and I think my votes probably got 1 each. I was the only one that voted for my 10, probably. Anyway, let's find out.
They might be a little bit lower down.
Number 9.
Number 9 is Good Will Hunting.
Okay. Good film. Good film.
Very good film. Seen that one?
I have seen that one many times, mate. Good. Yeah.
Number 8 is The Prestige.
Okay. Good movie. Anyway, go on. Yeah. This is by the people. It's democratic, isn't it?
Yeah. Number 7 is Inception.
Okay. Mm-hmm. People that understood it, apparently. Yeah.
Well, look, I'm one of them. It's not not my fault that you didn't get it. number 6 is The Dark Knight.
Yep.
So that's films 6, 7, and 8, all directed by Christopher Nolan.
Yep.
Number 5 is Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back, so Star Wars 5, which if amongst Star Wars fans is considered the best one, so we can see them, the fans there coming through. Number 4 is Fight Club.
Okay. Good film, yeah.
Very good film. And that did move up since last time. That was, I think, around about 10th last time. So since then, it's moved up to 4th place.
Ooh.
Number 3, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. So
I haven't seen it.
We can see the Lord of the Rings and Star Wars fans doing their best to get them up there. Lord of the Rings were one of those films that in the list, didn't receive as many votes as a lot of the other films in the top 10, but everyone had them as
It was in everyone's list.
And it was, well, no, it was not in everyone's list, but it was the people in their list. It was their top one. So that's what pushed it up.
Right. Okay.
Number two and one weren't always number one, but just were a lot
everyone
of people.
Everyone had. All right. Number two.
Number two, being dethroned since last time, was Whiplash. Ooh. It was in first, and it was in first by quite a substantial way at the halfway point.
But it's been chased down.
But it has been chased down.
All right. Here we go. Big drum roll.
Number one is Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
By Quentin Tarantino. Congratulations.
Unbelievable.
I really hope that guy goes somewhere. You know, he's got some real talent.
He's only got a couple of movies left, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, apparently. He only wants to make two more.
Two more,
because he wants to make 10 in total. But, you know, we'll see.
That's somewhat admirable, I think.
Yeah, but like John Farnham, you know, that guy said he was on his like final tour like 10 years ago and he's coming back again. So we'll see.
Fantastic. Well, Scott, thank you so much for joining me. And
no worries.
Well done compiling this list, mate.
Yeah,
all very interesting.
Yeah.
We'll put the link to that on the 2SER website.